Q94, your Mountain of Rock, and it's a free-for-all Freaky Friday and the coaches show, and we're cruising to Mountain Grove to talk with head coach of the Mountain Grove Panthers, Brandon Rogers. Hey, coach, how we doing, man?
Doing good. How are you?
Fantastic. It's, week five we're at?
It's unbelievable how it flies by.
Oh, my goodness. Well, last week you took on the Willow Springs Bears and... not trash talking anybody. I don't go for that at all. But you know, Willow's they're building. They're reshuffling the deck, so to speak, and they're struggling a little bit, aren't they?
Yes, I mean it is a rebuild there at Willow. He's not got many upperclassmen. I think he had three seniors on the roster. And anytime you're like that, you're fighting an uphill battle. I can speak with experience. You know, 5 years ago, we went 0-10, and when you don't have a large amount of seniors and juniors, you know, you're having to play some young kids, and that's what Willow's having to do right now.
Yeah, well, you guys kind of cruised, through that game, but tonight, this is a big game. Kabul is going to be at Mountain Grove. They're just a hop, skip, and a jump from Mountain Grove, and they're playing pretty good football right now. What are you seeing out of Coach Spittler and his Bulldogs?
Oh, he's got a good group. You know, he's senior heavy. He starts six or seven seniors on both sides of the ball, and these kids have a lot of experience and they're good football players. And we're going to have to come out and play a physical game and just make sure we take care of ourselves and do what we need to do.
Well, and, you know, defensively, too, they've been pretty stingy. I've been following their scores. I mean, they're not giving up a whole lot of points.
No, they're not. They got good linebacker play, and their O-line and D-line got good size and some good experience, and they're pretty good.
And Fleetwood, is that their main weapon, the running back Fleetwood?
You got Fleetwood, you got Casper, and you got Atkins, quarterback. So they got some playmakers.
But I mean, now your Panthers, you guys are starting to gel a little bit more and kind of finding. It takes a while, doesn't it? You know, I mean, because you had a lot of seniors, a lot of key positions, a lot of people moved on, but now these Panthers are kind of finding their groove, aren't they?
Yes, the first two games we didn't play very well. We had a lot of penalties, a lot of turnovers, and we've been better at that the last week three and four, and I think we will continue to get better. I think, when you got some young guys out there getting experience for the first time, it took a couple games to get those jitters out. But, score didn't look like it, but I thought we played a pretty physical game against Ava, and I thought our kids stepped up, had a good mindset for that game. It just didn't work out our way. And then last week versus Willow, we kind of got in the groove early and put the game away early. So, we look for a good game tonight, and Kabul's that opponent that's 10 miles down the road.
Yeah, you're well aware of this, and I'm sure your Panthers are. They're hungry. I mean, and is that kind of a, when you got a team like Kabul that it's been a long time since they've went to Mountain Grove and got a win that – they could play with reckless abandon almost. I mean, the mindset of that, I mean, does that worry a coach?
Well, it worries you every Friday night. But, I think our team's grown up a lot in the last 4 weeks, so I expect us to come out and be focused and ready to go. And it's Kabul. You can throw the records out the window. It's kind of like when we play Ava, it's one of those games. You got to go in there and make sure you take care of your job.
Well, here it is. We're halfway through the season and everybody's bumped and bruised, but overall, you're pretty healthy.
Yes, we are. We got the bumps and bruises just like everyone else. But overall, we haven't lost anyone for the season, nothing like that. So we're just right now we're taping ankles and getting ready to play.
Well, this is kind of off the cuff, but give us a little report on your junior high and your JV. How are they doing this year?
JV's done well. We lost one game to Mountain Home, which was a tall task for us. We played their JV, and we're mostly made up of freshmen mm-hmm. at the JV level. We were able to get a JV-wise, get a win over Thayer, Ava, and Willow. So, you know, JV's looking good. Junior high, they're sitting around 500, I think. They've had two games, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
So we've had some more injuries at the junior high level than the high school.
Yeah, yeah. Future Panthers, though, that's good stuff. Coach Rogers, everybody, head coach of the Mountain Grove Panthers. Coach, thanks for hanging with us, and we'll catch you next week.
Thanks, Gary.